Now, talking of sounds of water, Caroline, there's a sort of a follow-up. Your mm-hmm. your second for 2 points is this one. This is from Alan.
Why does the tea kettle make an increasingly louder sound as it approaches the boiling point and then start to quiet down as it boils?
We've all heard it. Why do you think it is?
So in a kettle, you have a heating element at the bottom, and that heats up really quickly to actually above 100 degrees. So the first thing to heat up in a kettle is the water around the heating element. So this hot water around the heating element forms tiny little bubbles, which then rise up through the kettle. But as these bubbles rise, they rise into an area of colder water. So the bubbles cool down and condense and kind of implode, and the sort of bubble slaps against itself, making a really loud noise. But as a kettle heats up throughout, so all the water inside the kettle is one temperature, as these bubbles form and rise through the water, they don't reach an area of colder water. So they actually make it all the way to the surface, and then they pop on the surface. But this popping sound on the surface is a lot more gentle and quiet than the sound of the bubbles kind of imploding on themselves within the kettle. So if you sort of watch your kettle boil, as it's making a loud sound and coming up to boil, you'll see lots of tiny little bubbles in the main body of the water, but you won't see them reach the surface. And then once the kettle has reached boiling point and these bubbles make it to the surface, you'll see them sort of expand and pop. But that popping noise is actually quieter than the imploding bubbles in the main body of the water.
So there you have it. Now you know why your kettle makes the noise that it does. Thank you very much, Caroline.